fairly large. I whispered, I intend to place in this bank the sum of $56 now and $50 a month regularly. The manager got up and opened the door. He called to the accountant. Mr. Montgomery, he said, unkindly loud, this gentleman is opening an account. He will place $56 in it. Good morning. I stood up. A big iron door stood open at the side of the room. Good morning, I said, and walked into the safe. Come out, said the manager coldly, and showed me the other way. I went up to the accountant's position and pushed the ball of money at him with a quick, sudden movement, as if I were doing a sort of trick. My face was terribly pale. Here, I said, put it in my account. The sound of my voice seemed to mean, let us do this painful thing while we feel that we want to do it. He took the money and gave it to another clerk. He made me write the sum on a bit of paper and sign my name in a book. I no longer knew what I was doing. The bank seemed to swim before my eyes. Is it in the account? I asked in a hollow, shaking voice. It is, said the accountant.